Part 2. Long Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Can you tell me more about the news of a pioneering scheme to help families in one of the world's poorest countries?
Yes, that country is Nepal, where it is estimated 40% of the population live in poverty. So they have a poor living standards and do not have access to facilities that some of us take for granted.
But how bad do things have to be to live in poverty?
It is a good question.
The government in Nepal has launched a new scheme to assess the extent of poverty in the country.
In other words, to find out how bad it really is.
Are they going to find out exactly how many people are living below the poverty line? Or in other words, to work out who the poorest people are?
Yes, and it's a massive undertaking, because officials will be going from house to house across the country, gathering data.
It could take some time. And what will they do exactly?
The officials will find out about people's income, their assets, and how much food they have to eat. They're trying to identify those living in extreme poverty. People who go hungry for either 3, 6, or 9 months of each year.
Once this data is collected, what is the government going to do with it?
Those people who fall into this category will later be allocated poverty cards, which give these families subsidies, cheaper food, education, and health care.
Officials expect about 25% of the population to be issued with them.
People there must be delighted that after years of talking, something is finally being done to tackle poverty in Nepal. Questions. 9. What problem is the Nepal government trying to deal with? Ten. Which of the following situations won't the government investigate? Eleven. Which one of the following help the poor families won't get from the government? 12. What can you infer from the last sentence?